Today we're going to talk about the minhag to eat milchigs on the Yom Tov of Shavuos. There is a Ramah. Ramah records the minhag in Or HaChaim Sim Tav Tzad Yidal Tziv Gimel, says Ramah, Noagin b'kal makom lechol ma'achal ichalav b'yom rishon shal Shavuos. There is a minhag amongst Klal Yisrael to eat milchigs. He writes b'yom rishon shal Shavuos, after on the first day of Shavuos. There are five reasons that I am aware of by major authorities that explain this minhag. First reason is offered by the Ramah himself, one of the lesser known ones, but is in the most primary source, where the Ramah says that typically on Yom Tovim we often try to do something that's a zecher to the way the Yom Tov used to be observed when we had the Beis HaMikdash. The primary carbon of Shavuos is the Shtei HaLechem. There is a halacha in Yoredeya. The halacha in Yoredeya is that if you had a loaf of bread on the table when you were eating a milchig meal, you are not allowed to use that same loaf of bread for a fleishig meal, and vice versa. So if you sliced up your challah at a Shabbos meal, you cannot make French toast with those sliced pieces of challah on Sunday morning, which is something that a lot of people are unaware of. Rav Moshe has a big kula that if you didn't slice it all up and it's still in one big chunk, that you are allowed to then use it, slice it up, and make French toast next on Sunday morning. But typically speaking, if you sliced up a bunch of pieces of bread and they're out there on the table at a fleishig meal, halach in Yoredeya, you're not allowed to use that bread for a milchig meal. So says the Ramah, what do we do on Shavuos? We dafka go ahead and have a milchig meal. But obviously we're going to have a fleishig meal too. It's Yontif after all. Ain't simcha l'babasar. So mistama, we're going to be having a fleishig meal also. So we create a situation where we're going to need two sets of bread. And that's a zecher too. Shtei Alechem, the carbon of Shavuos, which is the Shtei Alechem. That's the way we commemorate the Shtei Alechem, by creating a matzav where the halacha is going to require us to have two sets of bread. That's how the Ramah understands it. Magen Avraham has a different explanation. Magen Avraham writes that Yesh Harbi Taimim Matzasi Kosva Tam Diso Bezoar. He says, based on the Zohar writes that the Shiva Shavuos that we have between the Yom Tov Pesach and the Yom Tov Shavuos is ki'ilu zayin nikiyim, that a woman goes through after being a nida, that a woman goes through, or zav gedola, that a woman goes through 7 clean days before she can become tahara. So we were in the throes of tumah in Mitzrayim. We go through 7 clean weeks, 7 cleansing weeks before we become tahorim at Kabbalah Satorah. So he says, what is the symbol of purity in Hilchas Nida? The symbol of purity is chalav, because the Gemara is an expression in Maseches Nida that dam ne'echar v'nasa chalav, that when a woman is nursing, she doesn't get her period. Why does she not get her period? Because the Gemara assumes that the blood that was going to go into her menstrual bleeding, that was going to come out of her, instead turned into milk in her body, and therefore she was able to produce it as milk instead of blood, and milk is obviously tahora. So milk is the symbolism of the inability to become tameh, of complete removal from tumah. So why do we have milchigs and shavuos? Because we just went through our zayin nikiyim. What's the ultimate nikiyim? When you have chalav, when there's no dam, there's no potential for dam. Any potential for dam has turned into chalav. So that's why we have milchigs and shavuos as a symbol of purity, a symbol of tahara, of the shiva nikiyim that we just went through. That's the reason of the Magen Avraham, also not one of the more popular quoted ones. The most popularly quoted one is probably what the Mishnah Berurah says. Mishnah Berurah quotes the Magen Avraham and he says, but ba'ani shamati od b'shem gadol echad. In the name of some anonymous gadol, he writes, we don't know who, Sha'amar tam nachol nozeh, ki be'eit sha'amdu al Har-Sinai v'kiblu ha-Torah, at the time that Klal Yisrael stood at Har-Sinai, and they were mekabel the Torah, and they came down from the Har, and they went back to their houses, they had to find something to eat. Now, all of a sudden, they have Hilchus Shechita, Nikur Agid, they have Hilchus Melicha. So where are they going to get food to eat for right now? They have to set up a shachtais and say, you know, find experts in the area and treifas and all the rest. All these things, all of a sudden, there were a whole new set of halachas. People had to start sitting and studying Yoredeya all of a sudden. So they couldn't eat anything yet. The only thing they had available to eat was milchigs. Milchigs are easy. You squeeze the cow, you get the milk, and okay, so you can have milchigs. Not so many halachas to learn when it comes to milchigs. Just make sure you milk a kosher animal, right? So that's why, as a zecher to that, to the realization that now we were bound by the laws of the Torah, and the laws of the Torah didn't allow for easy eating of flesh. So that's why we have milchigs. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. A fourth reason is quoted by the Yeshuas Yaakov in Sim Tav Tzadi Dalid Os Beis. Yeshuas Yaakov in Sim Tav Tzadi Dalid Os Beis points out that the primary change at Kabbalah Satorah was that prior to Kabbalah Satorah, we were able to do mitzvahs Hashem. Avraham Avinu was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. Maybe all the others were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. We were able to do plenty of mitzvahs. What changed at Kabbalah Satorah is that we got a Yetzer Hara for it. Is that we got a Yetzer Hara not to do it, because we became Mitzvah V'yosa. Why is it God L'misha Mitzvah V'yosa M'misha in a Mitzvah V'yosa? Because some of those Mitzvahs explains that some of those Mitzvah V'yosa has Yetzer Hara to do otherwise. When you're in a mitzvah, so there's no yetzer hara to do otherwise. So the schar of going against that yetzer hara to do otherwise is so great that's what we're celebrating really at Kabbalah Satorah. And he says, based on that, he says that's what the Gemara means. Rav Yosef says in the Gemara that ilav hayoma kami Yosef ika bashuka. Rav Yosef says, if not for the day of Shavuos, ilav hayoma dat sarta, the day of Shavuos, how many other Yosefs would there be? You know what makes me really special, says Rav Yosef? Because there's a Kabbalah Satorah. So Pashup Shana the Gemara, what's Rav Yosef saying? That I'm like this awesome Talmud Chacham, and everyone else isn't. And I would be just like everybody else if not for Kabbalah Satorah. Thank God. You know, it's like the baseball player says, thank God there's such a thing as baseball. Otherwise, I would just be a common criminal. But because I'm really talented at this, so that's what makes me really great. So if Yosef says, had it not been for Shavuos, had it not been for Kabbalah Satorah, I would just be every other, like every other Yosef. But now I'm like the greatest Talmud Chacham ever. So ask Yeshuas Yaakov, that's a way for Rav Yosef to talk. Rav Yosef is the one who's known to be the Gadol Sheba Anavim. At the end of Masechet Sota, it says that Mishmesh Rabbi Batla Anava, that when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi died, Anivus died out. And Rav Yosef says, no, Al Tisni Anava, don't say Anivus died out, Taika Anava, because I'm still around. Okay, so that doesn't sound like so humble either. That's a different Kasha. But the point is, Rav Yosef apparently is the guy that's supposed to be the most humble. And here he is saying that, look how great I am. So he says, no, says the Yeshuas Yaakov, gorgeous part. So Rav Yosef was blind. He held that he was an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. He was an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. He says, you know why people respect me for all the mitzvahs that I do and for being able to do everything? He says, they don't chap. I don't have a Yetzer Hara. I'm an Eina Mitzvah V'yosa. They're all Mitzvah V'yosin. So they have a Yetzer Hara not to do. Ilav Hayom, had it not been for Shavuos, everyone would be like me. Everyone would do everything that I do, because none of them would have a Yetzer Hara to begin with. But the whole avodah of Shavuos is to take the Yetzer Hara, to take the possibility, the potential for so much bad, and defeat it, and therefore create the ultimate good, by overpowering the Yetzer Hara. So says Yeshuas Yaakov, it's a halacha sefer, Yeshuas Yaakov, Simtav Tzadidalit, says, why is it that we dafka have chalav? Because dam necher v'nasa chalav, he goes back to that same statement, but he takes a totally different spin. Dam is the symbol of impurity, the symbol of tumah. And he says, what do we do with the dam? It's necher v'nasa chalav. We take the potential for impurity, we take the potential for tumah, and we turn it around completely, and we use it to achieve the ultimate in tahara. And that's what Kabbalah Satorah is all about. That prior to Kabbalah Satorah, yes, we had mitzvahs, but we didn't have real potential for bad, because we didn't have a yetzer hara. The key is take the yetzer hara, defeat it, and then you achieve the ultimate. And then you've achieved greatness in Judaism. That's the fourth approach that I saw. The fifth approach I saw is Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisro. Beis Halevi in Parshas Yisro writes that the primary reason that we were able to defeat the Malachim, when the Malachim said, come on, Ma Enosh Kisis Karenu, God, why are you going to give the Torah to man? What did man do to deserve the Torah? So Beis Halevi says, if you read carefully the Gemaras and the Midrashim, that it seems that the primary issue is that there are many mitzvahs in the Torah that are mitzvah shebeguf. And Malachim don't have a guf. They don't have a physical body, so they can't do physical mitzvahs. So we were able to say, come on, Ribbono Shel Olam, there are so many physical mitzvahs, we deserve the Torah because of all those physical mitzvahs that are in the Torah. And that's why the Beis Halevi says, "Dafka in the Yom Tov of Shavuos, be'ina nami lechem. Hakol modim ba'atzeres, be'ina nami lechem." Why? Why in Shavuos do you need more lechem? Do you need to satisfy physical desires? Adrava, it should be this sublime spiritual day where there's nothing physical. No, but the point is, how did we get the Torah? We got the Torah because we're physical beings. So that's why dafka on atzeres, we dafka do things that you need lechem. Says the Beis Halevi, "V'zewa inyan shenogin ba'atzeres lechol machol chalav." That's why we eat milchigs. You know why? Because when you're having milchigs, and again the Beis Halevi assumes, much like the Ramah, you're also having fleishigs because of Simchas Yantiv. So you're going to be having milchigs, you're going to be having fleishigs on the same day, you're creating a problem. And how are you going to address that problem? Well, you have to study the halachos. The halachos, how to separate milchig from fleishig, and when you're cooking and preparing for the yantiv in the oven, and when you have the different kelim, and when you have how much time to wait between milchig and fleishig, you got to prepare for all that stuff. So What do? On Yantav, we show how, look, observance of halacha requires physicality. We emphasize the fact that we got the Torah because we're physical beings, and therefore we're going to observe those halachos that depend on the most physical things, that depend on how to eat, eating habits, and things like that. And that's why we eat milchigs, obviously in addition to fleshes, is what he says. So it's major nafkaminas, depending which reason you hold like. If you hold like the Ramah, you hold like the Beis Halevi, so then Avadi, you're going to say that you have to eat fleshes also, not only milchigs. If you hold like the Yeshuas Yaakov, so no, it's just, and you hold like the Magen Avram, it's just, or you hold like the Mishra Brura, so no, it's just that milchig is a symbol of purity or a symbol of what we did, what we ate at the time. Nothing to do with fleshigs. So maybe milchigs alone should suffice. You shouldn't need to have fleshigs. Maybe Be'ez Hashem tomorrow we can discuss what the ramifications are lahalacha, when to have the dairy meal and still be yotzei the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, and what sort of leniencies there might be in terms of the halachas of Basar B'Chalav, if any, when it comes to the Yontif of Shulis.